There must be a con like me in every prison in America. I'm the guy who can get it for you. Cigarettes, a bag of reefer, if that's your thing. A bottle of brandy to celebrate your kid's high school graduation. Damn near anything within reason. Yes, sir, I'm a regular Sears and Roebuck.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You freeze, bitch!
Oh, shit! I'm fucked.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Shit, no, me and Sal Bob are pro-choice. Women's bodies are on fucking business.
But what are you doing hanging around?
Well, we're here to pick up chicks. We figure abortion clinics are a good place to meet loose women. Why else would they be here in this sect of fuck?
I thought you were stupid, friend. But I underestimated you. You were a total freaking retard.
Now you see me? Now you're dead.
The pen is blue. The pen is blue! The goddamn pen is blue!
You're listening to Comic Con Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
And I'm Taylor. No Adam today. I think he's finally done it. He's finally caught the old COVID.
You really think that's why he's sick?
I don't know. Do you think he'd really tell us if that were the case?
I think he's got the bottle flu.
What?
Oh, yeah. Dude, how come we're coming through so quiet there?
We're good.
Yeah, I think he's got the bottle flu.
Nah, yeah. I don't think so.
It's like, I don't want to do this because I'm sick.
I'm sick. Well, I sent him a lovely message, a lovely get well message, and hopefully it finds him well.
I seen that get well message, and it made me sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How you been doing this week?
Good. We got a little bit of yard work done. Trying to get the grass to come in back there, so I've been watering it like a madman. Trying to figure out how long do you water a lawn for?
I don't know.
Especially new seeds. I hear it's 10 minutes twice a day.
I was going to say 20 minutes.
That doesn't seem like a lot of water, but I guess.
It's a lot of water.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It's going to run up my bill, man.
Yep. You're screwed in the wallet.
I guess. I don't know. It'll be worth whatever. I don't know. We let it go last year. I got to the point where it was, fuck it.
You had no choice. You moved in at the tail end of summer.
Yeah, and then they started, I think it's August that Bismarck imposes the water restrictions and whatnot. So, I don't know. So, I filled up a hole in the backyard that had been there since last year because Robbie's dog dug it up because I wanted to see if there was an animal down there. Turns out there wasn't, and it was just an old tree root.
Okay.
So I'm like, God damn it. So I just left the hole there the whole winter, and then I bought some topsoil, threw some seeds on it, and we'll see if I have a green thumb, Cole. We'll see if that grass comes in back there. I hope so.
Shove that green thumb right up your giant, jolly
ass.
Green giant ass.
Yeah. Yeah. And then yesterday, we were supposed to go look at our doppelganger house.
Bizarro universe. The open house there.
Yeah, yeah. So we show up, and nobody's there. We walk up to the door and thought I would try it out. Tried to open it, and it's locked. Thinking, okay, this sucks. This is weird. Maybe we got the time wrong. So we verified the time on the website, three different websites, just to make sure.
So anyone listening, Taylor found a house that looks exactly like his on the outside, and
then he
looked at pictures of it on the inside, and it looks pretty much almost exactly like his, except for that there's a fireplace in it and a missing room.
Yeah, I think they put the fireplace in after the fact, though, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like an afterthought, but yeah. So, it's weird because we had this conversation off the air with Adam and you, so I was like, oh, shit, okay. Anyway, so we were going to go look at this house because we're really curious, you know. Curious as to, first of all, it's way more expensive than what we paid.
And it's smaller, too.
a little bit smaller.
Not very much smaller, but a little
bit smaller. Yeah, about 100 square feet smaller. And we're guessing that they had different layout, whatever, for it. So we wanted to see it. So we show up there, and nobody's there. And generally with open houses, you've got a sign out front, and you've got the doors wide open, come on in, yada, yada, yada. Well, as we're waiting, we thought, well, we'll give it a half hour. And as we're waiting, there's a few people that are driving around the block. You can tell that they're coming to the open house, too. And there was even a couple that got out of their truck and walked to the backyard right away. It's like, okay, these people are here, too. So obviously we're not crazy, right? Deanne says, should we call the realtor? I said, yeah, go ahead, call the realtor. See what the hell's going on. I want to see this house, God damn it. And so she does. And the realtor, we went and ran an errand. And the realtor calls us back as we're running the errand. And she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm getting phone calls out like crazy. I guess we messed up. The open house was yesterday.
Oh,
on Saturday.
Shit.
And we put the wrong time down. And she said, "Is there? I don't live in town. Is there any way that we can get you in to look at it? And I have Wednesday off." So I said, "Yeah, we're checking it out on Wednesday."
So you have no intention of buying this house, but you just want to go see this house so bad.
Yes,
that's funny as shit.
And
fuck that realtor.
Yeah, so she's gonna have to come in out of town to show a house that to two people that have no intention. So I told Deanne we're gonna have to have some sort of. Story, you know, we're a couple that
you're married, dumbass.
I know, but we have to be a couple that how many kids do we have? And she said, we don't have any kids. I said, but how many are we gonna tell the realtor we have? None. Okay, we're taking care of elderly parents. I'm like, this isn't fun, this isn't crazy. Like, I wanted to make her wonder, like, what is going on with these people, but I don't know.
I think once she meets you, she'll already be wondering what is going on with this person.
What is wrong with these people?
So I ran over to our place tavern the other night.
Yeah.
To grab some off sale, you know. The liquor store is shut down. I want to have a few beers. And I run over there. And I'm just going to grab some off sale. But I walk in and there's only four people there. And it's the guys from... Laughing Sun.
Who was it?
Nick.
Nick, okay.
And three other people I don't know.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it's folks that I knew.
I know Nick, and he's like sitting. I got this one spot I like to sit in because the floor is level. Because when you go to our place tavern and you sit in the bar stools, most of them kind of rock back and forth because the floor is slightly unlevel.
Yeah.
You know? But there's like maybe three spots in the bar, you know, where you can sit down and you're like, oh, nice. My chair doesn't rock back and forth. My bar stool isn't falling over.
Yeah.
So they're sitting like pretty far away from one of my level spots. So I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm gonna sit down and have a beer and bullshit with Nick for a little bit. And so me and Nick were talking back and forth, and So Sherman, the bartender's there.
Of course. Sherman, what a guy.
And no one is talking to Sherman. So Sherman, you know, stands somewhere between the 12 feet apart that me and Nick are, like, loudly having our conversation. And he just starts listening to that and throwing in little comments and stuff and whatever. And at one point... Sherman pipes up and goes, well, I have a good point to make about that. And I go, no, you don't, but you're going to say it anyway. So let's just hear it. Like, dude, he never has a good point to make about anything. It's always just like, hey, where is the worst place we can take this?
Yeah, for sure. That's been my interactions with that guy.
Where's the most negative place we can take this? And
sure enough,
let's do that.
Did it go there?
I stopped listening about 4 seconds after he started talking.
Ah, that's awesome.
We were talking about way back when I worked at Denny. What? Damn, that was so long ago.
Working
at Denny's.
Yeah, yeah. When Deanne and I first started dating, that was in 2009, so that was over.
Well,
10 years.
I've stopped working there about nine years ago.
Okay, sure.
So that was so long ago, but we were talking about how vegans can't eat at Denny's, basically, because they don't use oil on their they don't use a grill. They use a flat top.
Sure.
And they don't use oil on their flat top. They use bacon grease on it. That's why everything tastes so good there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they take they fry up all their bacon, and then they scoot it. They like they take like a scraper and they scrape it into like basically a little pan.
So they reuse it.
And then they reuse the bacon on the flat top. So if you're a vegan, you can't eat there. And I said, oh shit, you know, like, I wonder if I served anybody like who is like very strict Jewish people or any strict Muslims there.
Oh,
and like they didn't know it, and I accidentally served them like food that, you know, they thought was okay, but it
yeah, had. You inadvertently.
And so
Cole.
So I was Jeez. I was just talking about that, and then Sherman goes, "Well, I have a good point to make about this." It's like, no, Sherman, you fucking don't. Like, just there's sometimes you need to keep your opinions to yourself.
Well, you know, as far as you inadvertently, Cole, sent a few people to hell.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to do it. I didn't.
It's too late, man. They're probably there, burning in hell.
Yeah, I'm the worst.
But and then also I'll have to show you this book. I got a couple of books. We went to Barnes & Noble and spent a little more than I wanted to there. But I came across this book that a local dude had written, and it's an encyclopedia is what it is.
An encyclopedia of what?
Bismarck.
Of Bismarck.
Yeah, Bismarck Mandan. And they list names and businesses and stuff that used to be here. It was kind of fun to read through it yesterday. Father-in-law, Mr. Steak. You remember that place? Or
okay. No.
So my father-in-law says, was Mr. Steak in there? And apparently it was a Chicago franchise that had two locations in Bismarck at one time and blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, they closed down. Do you know why? I said, no. It's because the owner couldn't keep his pecker in his pants. it's like, I'm as I'm reading in the book, I did not see that, that he could not keep his pecker in his pants. So... I just thought that was funny. But anyway, it's a super interesting book. And then I picked up another one. Kind of a similar thing. You probably have seen them around before. They have one from Mandan and like some of the Native American tribes here. It's kind of an old-timey looking book, but it's just for Bismarck.
Okay.
So I picked that up as well. So I don't know. It's been a fun read. And obviously they have stuff in there they don't have stuff in there that certainly should be.
Like how the owner couldn't keep his pecker in his pants.
Well, that, but there's as Elijah and I have been doing our due diligence with this other project. It's where's the Green Earth Cafe? Where's the Screaming Bean? There's a lot of places that have been around for a long time that just aren't in the book.
Well, the Green Earth Cafe was not really around for that long.
Well, there's stuff in there that are just blips as well, you know.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just. It's not just stuff that's been established for a long time, you know. Well, like I said, I'll show you the book. It's a fun read.
Okay.
Really cool.
Yeah. You and I hung out the other night.
Yeah, we did.
That was fun.
Yeah, got to play Clask, and your piece was broken, so there was a bit of a disadvantage.
But... I was getting pissed. my controller is controlled by a magnet, but the magnet has plastic around it, and... yeah, the plastic came off, and Taylor was nice enough to gorilla glue the shit out of it for me.
Yeah.
So it's fixed now.
It is.
But for that night, the game of Clask was over. I lost all the games. It sucked.
Which is funny, because then we come downstairs, and maybe... Well, no, it couldn't have been, because by the time you got here, I was way drunk.
So was I by the time we started playing foosball.
Yeah, so yeah. I can't even say the drinking was is why, you know, I sober up here, and that's why I beat you at Clask. But no.
No.
I just suck at foosball.
Yeah, we played some foosball. We played Clask. We played foosball. We had a good time just bullshitting around.
It was.
I thought there was going to be more people over, but there wasn't, and I don't care because
it was
a wonderful time. Anyway,
it was good. I have to review this Mai Tai cocktail mix that I picked up. Generally, I'm not a big fan of pre-mixing stuff.
Can we get back to this here?
Oh yeah, of course.
I want to talk to you more about what happened after I left your house.
Oh, okay.
So you remember I told Shay and Natalie, like, hey, I'm going over to Taylor's.
Yeah.
Taylor said you guys are welcome over anytime you want, and I sent them the address, and they never showed up. Right?
Yeah, no, they didn't. Or did they?
They didn't. So I as I was leaving your house, I was like, oh, it's kind of late. I mean, not that late, but, you know.
It was only like
11:30.
Yeah, yeah. It was, well, for you, that's early.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, Taylor might be going to sleep. I don't want Shay and Natalie to show up knocking on his door, you know, after he's in bed. So I sent them just like a courtesy text message, courtesy to you, basically.
Oh, cool.
Like, I'm leaving Taylor's house.
He's going to bed. He's an old man.
Like, don't come over, you know. So I started driving, and I get a text message. I'm like two blocks away from your house, and I get a text message. So I pull over. I hate texting. I hate it. It's like if they had just called me, I could keep driving and answer the phone and talk.
Well, just do what the kids do. Just text and drive.
Yeah, no. It was a bad idea.
Yeah.
So I pull over, and I look at the text message. It says, we're at Lucky's. We're in a spot where no one's at. You need to come, or like, please come here.
Oh, cool.
Please come hang out with us. So I get over there. And it turned out the reason they didn't show up that night was they were at the river earlier and Shay proposed to her.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so they got engaged. And
damn.
They were just kind of like wanting to spend time, you know, by themselves and stuff.
Of course.
But I went over to Lucky's, had a beer with them, and went home. But I was pretty happy for them. And then they told my parents and everything.
Did your parents lose their shit?
My parents actually knew that Shay had put a down payment on the ring and was buying the ring, but like it was this whole like I've known for a few months too that Shay had, you know, been buying this ring, been paying for this ring, but there was this weird thing with us. Like I'd go over and see my parents on Sunday, and Shay and Natalie wouldn't be there, and my mom and my pop would be like, did he do it yet? Did he do it? And like, they were out of town. Like, I was talking about, like, when I was watching The Rabbit and stuff, they were out of town. And, oh, do you think he's going to do it when they're out of town? And it's just like, you know, no one knew.
Yeah.
So when he did it on Friday, it was kind of like, oh, he did it. All right, cool.
All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations to those two. That's awesome.
I'm going to tell you one more story, and then I'll let you get back to your mic.
Oh, this is nowhere even close. Is this the big news you're talking about, Cole?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, cool. All right.
So he went up to, I don't know the name of the place where he bought the ring, but I know it's up north by like Kobe's and Kohl's and and TJ Maxx. It's in that little strip mall there.
Okay.
And he went in, he gets the ring, and he's leaving the parking lot, and he looks over to, like, his right, and he sees this red Mazda driving towards him. He goes, oh, that looks like my mom's car. I wonder if that's my mom's car. And he waits at the edge of the parking lot, and it's not. And it drives from his right to his left, and then when it goes to his left, he sees another one coming this way, and he goes, oh, that one also looks like my mom's car. I wonder if that's my mom's car. And it happened to be his mom's car, or well, our mom's car.
his mom's car. Okay, you guys do have the same mom. Okay,
yeah, and, just clarify. She drives by, so he pulls out behind her and starts driving. And he calls her. He's like, hey, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, nothing. You know, I just came from Lowe's. I was getting some gardening stuff. And he's like, yeah, I'm right behind you. And she's like, oh, what are you doing up in this area? He's like, well, I was also in that strip mall. I was buying something. She goes, what'd you buy? And he goes, a ring. So basically, she was the first person to know he bought the ring.
Well, that's special.
Like probably like 5 minutes after he put the first down payment out, maybe 10, right?
Yeah.
So once he actually proposed, like my little brother from Fargo just happened to call him up and like, oh, hey, what's going on? You know, how's it going and all this? And so Shay told him, like, oh, yeah, I just got engaged to Natalie. And so when Mom and Pop, like, sent out a massive group text to, like, 27 different people.
Ah, nice.
Well, they actually had to send out two group texts because it was too big. And Gabe, one of the first things, Gabe comes on and he's like, he says to my mom, like, I knew before you did. And so I sent back, like, actually, Mom knew a couple of months ago. Like, you were the last to get looped in, you little sucker.
That's funny. Well, congratulations to them. And it looks like you're going to get to be the ring boy, Cole.
I want to be the flower girl.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just joking.
You could be the flower boy. That's cool. Now you get to buy a suit or rent a tux. Are you going to be in the party? You got to be in the party.
I don't know, dude. They got engaged like 3 days ago.
I just...
And like, there's no plans. It's like the plan is they got
to
get married.
The plan to get... That's to it. Make the plan.
That's the plan.
Oh, cool.
They got to get married. Like, everyone's asking them like, oh, do you got a venue? When are you going to do it? It's like they've had 3 days.
Let them figure it out. Oh, well, good for them. Good for them. That's happy. That's happy news.
It is.
Cool.
It's going to be awesome. So, all right, you got to tell me about a Mai Tai.
Now, this is not. How do I follow up with that, Cole? All right.
Try your best, dude.
Okay. So, I go to G. Willikers.
Okay.
And I was looking up some spring cocktails because I haven't had a cocktail in a long time. And so, I had found this one with it's like a peach schnapps and a bourbon. And some peach bitters.
Okay.
I'm like, that sounds pretty good. So
I seen you had a couple of different bitters over at your house the other night.
Yeah, yeah. So I picked that stuff up to give it a whirl. And that cocktail was okay. It was fine. But I ended up, I'm like, well, we had Nancy over, and I know she doesn't like bourbon or she doesn't like whiskey. So I said, well, I'll pick up one of these premixers and some rum, and we'll do something gross for Nancy, right? Turns out it was pretty fucking good. It was a Mai Tai cocktail mix. So I had pineapple juice and orange juice and whatever the fuck goes in a Mai Tai. Mix that shit up. Holy crap, was that good.
Yeah.
Everybody said, I want one of those now.
How much did it cost?
I don't even remember. I think it was only like $10 a bottle. Because that was the thing. I was going to make this other cocktail with tequila, but I needed grenadine. It was not a tequila sunrise for all those people out there. They're like, oh, you're going to make a tequila. No, this was good stuff. So I was looking for grenadine.
I mean, you're adding grenadine to it. How good could
right,
it be?
Right, right, right. But there was strawberries involved with it. There's a bunch of different ingredients. It looked really good. But the only grenadine bottle that they had left over at Willikers was like that giant gallon of it or half gallon or whatever, the premixing bullshit. And I'm like, No. I'm not doing that. If I'm going to spend $6 on fucking grenadine, I can spend the extra $4 on something that comes in a glass bottle, probably going to be a little tastier, and it was.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Considering where you live,
yeah,
why is the liquor store that you go to G. Willikers?
Good call.
It is so very far away from your house.
It is.
And
it
like,
is.
There are other liquor stores in between where you work and where you live.
Yes.
That are also far from where you live, but they're really close to where you work.
Okay. I would consider all of the liquor stores that are in the vicinity that are closer to me to be... They're not... How do you want to put it? You know, they're going to sell your beers and your liquors, whatever, but they're not going to have peach bitters.
I'm talking about Captain Jack's. That's a big-ass place.
Yeah, but they don't have... I've looked at their mix section, their mixing section.
they don't have what you were looking for?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I knew.
It's so big there. They have such a huge fucking inventory of shit.
Yeah, but that's, I think it's mostly liquor because they have a tiny ass set. Have you been to Willikers?
Yeah, it's like it's like the fucking Walmart of goddamn alcohol.
Right.
It's huge.
No, it's different though because you go into Willikers and they have an entire aisle. And two sections really of they have cheese there. They have a refrigerated section for cheese. They have all sorts of different glasses and stuff and cocktail mixers, you know, over on that side.
It's gigantic.
But on the left side, they have just a wall of mixers. So they have all your and they have sodas and just everything that you could need to make a really good cocktail. So I knew that if I went to Willikers, I'd be able to find the peach bitters because I know for a fact I couldn't find it at Captain Jack's up north here.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, yeah. Their section is tiny compared to their mixing section. So I knew I could find it. And I did.
Well, good. So, yeah. Good.
And it was a good cocktail. I'd do something with the peach
bitters.
What
was it called? I guess it was a Mai Tai.
No, that was the Mai Tai, the peach bourbon thing. I don't know. Peach bourbon.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's fucked up.
It is.
I don't know what I was drinking, but I liked it, and I'll never be able to request it at a bar.
Never. I can request a Mai Tai. I mean, it's a fruity drink, but it's fucking good, man. If that's what a Mai Tai is, if a Mai Tai that I go to... Listen, if I go to a bar and the Mai Tai tastes as good or better than that concentrate that I bought, I'm going to be a fucking happy camper. I might just be a Mai Tai, man.
There you go.
There's your episode name right there, Cole.
I'm going to be a Mai Tai, man.
Just Mai Tai, man.
Mai Tai, man.
That's me. What
shittiest, drunkest superhero you've ever met. Mai Tai, man.
Hell yeah.
Makes Iron Man look sober.
So what do you got for the news, Cole? I want to start with my news.
Go ahead, because I've got basically nothing.
Oh, okay. So two stories. Two concerts happened this weekend. I don't know if you heard about this.
All right.
One was a hardcore punk show featuring Madball that took place in...
I have no idea what Madball is.
They're fucking douchebags, dude. In New York City. Of all places.
Okay.
Which surprised the hell out of me because it's...
Because aren't they, like, really locked down?
Well, they're super strict about stuff, right? So, apparently, they got a permit from the city, but they said, you can't have gatherings larger than 2,000 people.
Okay.
You know, that outdoor venue, so this is all outdoors. I guess... They said it was 2,000. I'm guessing closer to 3,000 people that were there.
Okay.
Packed into this area. Fuck those bands that did this. And what's great, too, about this whole thing is they ruined it for fucking everybody else. Because I guess there was three or four more shows that were supposed to happen in the next coming couple of months. And they pulled all of their...
Why is it the band's fault and not the promoter's fault, though?
Well, yeah, it is the promoter's fault. But it's also the band's fault. And then you had fucking assholes that were out there wearing a Black Flags Matter shirt, one of the performers, and just kind of making light of that whole situation. It's like, dude, fuck off with that. And I don't know. I'm sure it's not, oh, we're punk rock and we're against authority and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, fuck you guys. Fuck you and your shitty music. It sucks that they kind of ruined it for everybody else, you know, because now... Nobody gets to do shows, so fuck those guys. But then in other news, there was a Kid Rock show this weekend.
Oh, no one cares.
Oh, you would care, Cole. There was an arrest made there.
Was it Kid Rock himself?
Even better. So while this punk show is going on, I still think I would have rather been at the punk show, finding out what happened at this other show. Apparently, there was a patron. A fan, if you will, this is definitely a Kid Rock fan, took off his colostomy bag and whipped it around in the crowd.
Oh, and gross.
Yeah, yeah. And he got, I guess, arrested for doing that.
He's like, well, you're already listening to shit. You may as well be fucking wallowing in it.
You may as well be covered in shit, listening to shit. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty great.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
Hilarious. I've never been. Could you imagine?
No.
Oh, fuck.
It's fucking disgusting.
Just awful. So, I don't know. Asshole punks, yeah, but then also Kid Rock. But it could have happened at a better place. Really. It couldn't have. I mean, that's like some G.G. Allen shit going on, man.
Pretty literally.
Oh, fuck.
That's fucked up.
Totally.
I don't know, man. That's disgusting.
I don't rock and roll, know. Man.
What else you got to talk about?
Oh, that was it, man. That was it.
That was it?
Yeah, and I saw that there was a few people that have perished, Cole. That died.
Oh, I just seen some old lady from Moonstruck who is like a pretty important actress. But
apparently she was, and she was old.
Yeah, I forgot who it was, and I didn't write it down. Because I don't know anything else that she was in.
Oh, man, there was another guy that died. Oh, man. The poster man.
The poster man. Well, there was no rappers. The hip-hop community got a week off from funerals. So
no, none. The community.
the famous hip-hop stars.
Oh, sure. Well, anyway, there was a... I just to prove our due diligence, there was... The guy that did like all of those old 80s... posters.
Oh, hold up.
Oh, sure.
Olympia Dukakis. She was the famous actress from Moonstruck and Steel Magnolias and all that shit. She was like a big-time Oscar winner.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, these guys, the guy who did all the 80s posters. Are you talking about the movie posters?
Yes, Matt Ferguson.
That guy, I watched a documentary on him. He was awesome.
I believe it's Matt Ferguson. Well, anyway, he passed away. There was the guy that...
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, I wish I could find the name. I feel terrible. But yeah, he was the guy that did all the old 80s posters with... what was another one that was notable to me?
Evil Dead.
Yes,
He did the movie poster for Evil Dead, yes. Raiders of the Lost Ark. He probably did like Terminator 2. He did all the Indiana Jones ones. He did the Star Wars movie posters. Like,
yes.
They look like pictures.
Yes.
But this dude drew them.
Yes, illustrated. Another notable one that I thought, what was it? Oh, Blade Runner.
Okay.
That was another one that he had done. So if you have seen any posters from 80s movies, more than likely... That was
any good movie posters from the 1980s.
Yes. So, I do. I did end up watching that buddy cop movie we were talking about.
Tango and Cash.
No,
damn it,
Gnome.
Richard Amsel.
There it is. Okay.
What name did you say? It was way off.
Way off.
Like very badly off.
Yeah, it was. There we go. We got at least we got the name in. No, I watched that buddy cop movie, A Gnome Named Norm.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch it.
AKA Upworld. Oh, fuck. That's awful.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was fun to go back and relive the giant popo scene. Oh, giant popos. Yeah, he looked at some girl's boobs.
I know. You told me about this last week.
Yeah. It was awesome.
All right.
So that was, and again, it just killed me. It just killed me because... I would watch this as a kid, and it was one of those five-day rental things, you know, five movies for 5 days for $5.
Okay.
And we probably watched that movie like four times.
Really?
And, yeah, of course, as a kid.
And
yeah,
that's the only thing you remember was the giant popos?
I also remember he would always run into glass doors because he didn't realize that
there is
glass, a barrier. He'd always slam into them, so... Us kids were always reenacting it at Walmart or at the church, had big glass windows, so we'd run into them like, oh, we're dumb. You know how fucking stupid kids are.
Yeah.
So we would do that. But I couldn't remember the name of the movie. And then last week or the week before last, I found it out and I watched the shit out of it.
Well, good.
And as I said, kids are fucking stupid. So if I could go back and smack some sense into my younger self and say, this is a fucking terrible movie, I would.
This is a bad movie.
This is bad.
You had better watch Ernest Goes to Camp, goddammit.
You better watch Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash.
But there's no way I would have been allowed to watch that one.
Yeah.
They got tits in that one, Cole.
Yeah, and your parents were boring.
Oh, come on. You're telling me your parents would have been like, yeah, that's cool.
No, they didn't want us watching that shit.
Oh, okay.
But wait, but we did.
Sure, sure. Skinamax and all that jazz. Remember back in the day, Cole, when you would cable would put a scrambler on HBO?
Oh, so they would make like the regular people look purple.
Blue, and it would be all scrambly.
Blue, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I watched some stuff on that.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. I remember watching a couple WWF pay-per-views back like that too.
Oh, all scrambled?
Yeah.
Could you tell what was going on?
No. I mean, you could hear it.
That's fucked up.
Because my goddamn, no way is my dad spent. Because back then, pay-per-views were still like $50.
Yeah.
Even back then. That's kind of crazy that.
Dude, if you think about what we talk about, like as far as the big four, as far as WWE pay-per-views go.
Yeah.
Just to pay for those big four, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, and the Royal Rumble, that's $200 a year.
Yeah.
You're spending on pay-per-views.
Definitely.
You know? And back then, I think those were the only pay-per-views.
No.
But then, like...
Yeah, In Your House.
But then at the... Oh, well, but was In Your House, was that...
That was WWF.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because, like, the TLC matches, that didn't happen until, like, later on in the later 90s.
Right.
You know? But yeah, then they started doing all kinds of dumbass pay-per-views where why would you buy that shit?
Well, back then, Cole, pay-per-views actually meant something, and it wasn't just some big advertisement. It was the build-up, you know. It wasn't less wrestling on Monday Night Raw or whatever it was, and you know, there's much more build-up. And then it would be really exciting because all the sets were unique. You know, all the sets for that particular pay-per-view were for that pay-per-view, okay. You know, and it wasn't some horse shit where it's the same walk down as Raw, but this is TLC, so we're going to stack up a bunch of ladders on the way down to the ring. Yeah, okay. Fuck you, Vince. Put some effort into this. Never did. He was done. He spent enough on that Tron, man. Holy shit. But anyway. I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about, Cole?
No.
You want to wrap this thing up?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
For Comic Can Koozie, I'm Cole.
I'm Taylor. We'll see you.